Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, liar Aaron Rodgers allowed to keep playing while Kaepernick remains blacklisted. By Warner Todd Houston on November 8, 2021. Now to put the wild hyperbole candle on top of the anti-Aaron Rodgers media cake. Former NBA star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is now accusing Rodgers of damaging professional sports forever. On his Substack page, Abdul-Jabbar was jabbering about how Rodgers has destroyed sports because of his unpopular ideas about the coronavirus vaccination in a post entitled, "Aaron Rodgers Didn't Just Lie." His lies, his illogical defense, and his hubris damage all professional athletes, Abdul-Jabbar exclaimed. Glendale, Arizona, October 28. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, number 12 of the Green Bay Packers, watches from the sidelines during the second half of the NFL game at State Farm Stadium on October 28, 2021 in Glendale, Arizona. The Packers defeated the Cardinals 24-21. Photo by Christian Peterson / Getty Images. Breitbart sports readers will recall that Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers had avoided revealing his vaccination status and at one point claimed he was immunized against the virus. Though, last Friday he appeared on the Pat McAfee show and explained that since he is allergic to some of the ingredients in the coronavirus vaccines, he underwent homeopathic treatments, hence why he feels he is immunized but not vaccinated. Now, Abdul-Jabbar is claiming that the Rodgers vaccine controversy has somehow ruined sports. Instead of consulting immunologists, he consulted anti-vaxxer and podcast host Joe Rogan, who also contracted the virus, Abdul-Jabbar lamented. Las Vegas, Nevada, July 9, UFC commentator Joe Rogan announces the fighters during a ceremonial weigh-in for UFC 264 at T-Mobile Arena on July 9, 2021 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Photo by Stacey Revere / Getty Images. If he ever requires open-heart surgery, will he hand the scalpel to romance writers because they know about matters of the heart? Abdul-Jabbar roiled. What's especially bothersome is that Aaron Rodgers didn't just lie and threaten the health of those around him. He also damaged professional sports, the former athlete railed. I can't help but think of Colin Kaepernick, who was blacklisted by the NFL for passively expressing his frustration with systemic racism, a brave act meant to help his community and save lives, while multimillionaire Rodgers will continue to play. Despite lying to the fans and his teammates and putting innocent lives in danger, Abdul-Jabbar continued. Riverdale, GA, November 16, Colin Kaepernick looks to make a pass during a private NFL workout held at Charles R. Drew High School on November 16, 2019 in Riverdale, Georgia. Due to disagreements between Kaepernick and the NFL, the location of the workout was abruptly changed. Photo by Carmen Mondato / Getty Images. Time will tell whether Rodgers will be judged by the content of his character or the strength of his throwing arm. So, to recap, decades of NFL players being arrested for rape, domestic abuse, drunk driving, violence, and even murder, none of that damaged sports. Years of athletes conducting anti-American protests during the national anthem did not hurt professional sports. And decades of sports leagues pushing far-left, woke agendas, none of that hurt sports. But a guy who doesn't want to take a vaccine that destroyed professional sports. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com / warner.todd.houston.